Good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon.
So first off, virtual tourism is not a new idea. It can, you know, be traced back to the 1850s. Now a lot of places are opening it up so you can see the Mona Lisa via virtual reality. You can go on virtual tours of Chernobyl if you want. How has the pandemic affected the market for virtual tourism?
Well, the people I've been following who are in the VR industry, they're saying there's conflicting evidence, but they're basically saying there's a lot of purchases of VR equipment now, but there's a little bit of a lag in the content. So as you say, there's quite a few museums and heritage sites, and now virtual airplane companies providing virtual tourism.
Yeah.
But they tend to be one-off projects, and they don't tend to share their content. And the other problem is the technology changes so quickly. You can buy a head-mounted display, so a headset VR, and within 6 months or a year, the company could have disappeared.
Yeah.
So that's a problem, keeping up with the technology and also sharing the content. But the interesting thing to me about the airplane is, would you really want to simulate being on a plane? Is that the most important part of the experience of traveling overseas?
Well, yeah, that's kind of my next question for you, is a complete immersive experience. You know, the actual physical experience of going on a fake plane, getting food in flight, and then getting the VR experience. Is that something that impacts the virtual experience even more as opposed to just doing it in your bedroom?
Well, to be honest, yes, there's something about the event and getting ready for it. And I don't know if they wear their special travel clothes, but there is probably a ceremonial aspect to it. But from what I can tell of the airplanes, it's mostly 360 videos.
Mm.
So some people call that panoramic VR, but most people in the industry don't tend to consider that VR at all. And the problem, of course, though, is and they have it in the museums as well. You can sit in a lecture theatre or a museum theatre, be surrounded by children who are all screaming, and you can't hear what you're seeing because they've all got the headsets on. But the other problem is people who turn around rather excitedly. And in an airplane, I imagine there could be some interesting problems with your neighbour.
Definitely. And do you think something like what First Airplanes Virtual offers goes above and beyond what normal VR gives us in terms of replicating reality?
Sorry, do you mean in terms of that company itself, or?
Well, do you think the experience goes above and beyond what, you know, the technology that we usually see when it comes to, say, a VR headset?
No, I'd say it's actually a bit limited from what I can tell. The problem is the expense. Another problem is cleaning it. So they probably have some very good procedures to clean down those headsets and share them amongst people. But I don't think they're really using what airplanes can do. So if you go on some airlines, you can share your screen with other people across other seats. Well, why can't you share your VR experience?
Yeah.
And the games that you play, I once said to an airline company, why can't we just upload our multimedia journeys and actually experience that with the person sitting next to us? And that is all possible.
Yeah, I guess travel is usually done with another person, or at least in a group experience. And I guess you would lose that if you are doing the virtual experience on the plane.
Yes, I think so. So they've had multimedia theatres for some time. And I think one of the next big things is participation. Collaboration across. So with mixed reality headsets, you can actually have each person experience something slightly different of another space or time or culture, and they have to collaborate to see what everyone else is experiencing.
Yeah, I definitely think that's something to watch out for in the future of VR. But with this situation, with the First Airlines experience, do you think this kind of thing can cure, I guess, a lot of people's travel blues at the moment?
I'm probably the wrong person because I'm enjoying my traveling, but I think so. I actually think it would be more exciting if you were in an actual rocket.
So NASA, interesting.
You can download sounds of Mars, photos, panoramas, movies of all sorts of space travel from NASA and other agencies now. And Elon Musk's program and Richard Branson, I'm sure they would love to promote their space tourism. So to me, that would be much more exciting to be strapped in and then experiencing, I know, falling back to Earth or warp travel or something like that.
Yeah, I guess take us somewhere where we couldn't physically go otherwise.
Yes, but if you go to the VR sort of fun places, they do really clever things, like they put you on a raft and it's got hydroponics. So if you're in a VR headset and you go think that you're going down white water, and the raft is actually moving according to the movie. So you actually, your body's moving, muscle memory's involved. And then just to create that extra high-tech experience, an attendant comes up behind you and squirts water on your face.
Oh,
and
wow.
You actually think you're under a waterfall. It's just a squeezy bottle. So, but if you experience more than one sense at the same time, it's very hard not to be coaxed into feeling that's real. And the one problem I have with the panoramic VR is they don't usually use spatial sound and vision and some other sense to really make you feel you're immersed, and they could.
Definitely. I guess as well, finally, as the pandemic wears on, do you think these sorts of immersive travel experiences will become more normal and more accessible?
Absolutely, because if you look at the big VR companies now, they're owned by big social media companies like Oculus is owned by Facebook. So they have this huge investment, billions of dollars, in bringing social media and the VR experience together. And there's a huge market in e-meeting, and they use VR now for meeting across continents. And so I think people are beginning to think, well, maybe I can do a lot of my work at home if the tools and the collaboration software is that little bit better.
Mm.
And it's happening. So I would say in the next 1 or 2 years, you will see some very exciting developments.
Yeah, some exciting stuff. I can't say I'll be going on a virtual plane anytime soon, but I definitely will look into the other options you've mentioned. That white water rafting does sound very fun.
It was.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you.